Great Classic Stories 2 by Nathaniel Hawthorne, Edgar Allan Poe, Mark Twain, F. Scott Fitzgerald, Virginia Woolf, and more.
Young Goodman Brown by Nathaniel Hawthorne, read by John Chancer. Young Goodman Brown came forth at sunset into the street at Salem Village, but put his head back, after crossing the threshold, to exchange a parting kiss with his young wife. And Faith, as the wife was aptly named, thrust her own pretty head into the street, letting the wind play with the pink ribbons of her cap while she called to Goodman Brown. "Dearest heart," whispered she, softly and rather sadly, when her lips were close to his ear, "prithee, put off your journey until sunrise, and sleep in your own bed tonight. A lone woman is troubled with such dreams and such thoughts that she's afeard of herself sometimes. Pray tarry with me this night, dear husband, of all nights in the year." "My love and my faith," replied young Goodman Brown, "of all nights in the year, this one night must I tarry away from thee. My journey, as thou callest it, forth and back again, must needs be done twixt now and sunrise." "What, my sweet pretty wife, dost thou doubt me already, and we but 3 months married?" "Then God bless you," said Faith, with the pink ribbons, "and may you find all well when you come back." "Amen," cried Goodman Brown. "Say thy prayers, dear Faith, and go to bed at dusk, and no harm will come to thee." So they parted, and the young man pursued his way until, being about to turn the corner by the meeting house, he looked back.